the acts, the activities, but it's better to be called, I believe, the acts of the early church, because the apostles were being faded out. There's no more apostles. You think you're one, you're bad, you're not the apostle of God, you're somebody else's apostle, because there's not any more apostles on the face of the earth. In the book of Acts, there are things that happen in the early church that never happen again. There is like a child learns to crawl, and then it learns to walk. And it don't go around crawling the rest of his life. It goes around walking. There are times when we have to crawl some reason. But that's a illustration of the early church. There were things that happened in its birth and its growing up that will never happen again. And I'll just jump right into this. You'll forgive me for that, but I'll back up here in a minute. But there's a lot of false doctrines that are developed out of the book of Acts. The book of Acts is not a doctrinal book. It's a historical book of the early development of the church. Our doctrines come from the epistles of Paul mainly, especially in the book of Romans. All the major doctrines of the Word of God pertaining to us in Christ Jesus are in the book of Romans. The doctrine of sin, the doctrine of salvation, the doctrine of glorification, and the doctrine of separation and sanctification. All those doctrines are in the book of Romans, written by a very wise man who was in our, if we were to describe him in our day, he would be a literary genius, and he would also be a profound, established lawyer. And it's written in those kind of words. The simple fisherman wrote John, for instance. His book was wrote in the language of the development of a 3-year-old child. And that's how easy it is to understand the gospel in simplicity words. And neither one of those types of writings are without their accreditation and importance, because we hear from God in every status of our growth in our intellectuality. And so anyway, I thought I'd just say that. I didn't write that down. I just thought the Lord wanted me to say that. Now, we're in the book of Acts. We're going to do a little survey through here, the Lord's willing, and talk about missions. Before we do that, I always have a free thought to get off my mind, something that's been on my mind. Our tax dollars, and of course, by the way, thank God, I guess I celebrated with y'all as y'all down there where y'all celebrated here about the election results. And praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. Answered prayer without any kind of contested question. Donald Trump is the president for the next 4 years. He has five assassination teams are after him now. They shot it. They were trying to shoot his plane down a while back. I don't know if you got any of that, but that's information that I received. Me and Leon at the Houston airport, I glanced at the New York Times and the Houston paper, and we bought both of them. They were $4 a piece, and I didn't have any cash at that time. I wasn't thinking about the cash, and Leon paid for them. That's $8. So we walked a little further. There they were again, and I bought him too. So we're squared away. But there's papers that I'm going to keep records on those two newspapers, and especially even some of the pictures that are really touching to me. And thank God for your prayers, and thank God for God hearing us and having mercy on America. And maybe some things can be turned around in the next 4 to 12 years, and hopefully there on out, that will change America forever. And now, Oklahoma has already put in Bibles in their classrooms in public education. I guess you already know that. And there's some, and prayer, and praise the Lord for that. And some skeptic said to me, well, what kind of Bibles? Why don't you just shut up about that kind of stuff and give praise that we have now opportunity to restore the education of our children to the local precinct and the local counties in the home where it should be instead of the education while they call me. So I help education. What's that? Department of Education. The word I got down there too, if they're going to take a bulldozer and bulldoze down that building, and I say, praise the Lord, I'll buy fuel for that. Amen. Education has no right in the government. It should be right for the home. And work its way in. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. There's a church down there called Alpha May, and they're friends of ours in Mexico and down Veracruz, and they came and celebrated the anniversary. They had the anniversary of the church down there while I was there, and two churches came in, and this church, Alpha Omega, which is a great church, no history of American missionary. It's an independent fundamental Baptist church. They heard the old pastor, Simon, that I knew that died a while back. He started that church and right beside his house. He was a wealthy Mexican with orange groves. And now it's a flourishing church. And those people, after he's died, in the last couple of years, they realized they were trying in public education in Mexico. They were trying to teach some things. Now, I wonder where they got this from. They were trying to teach some things that the church people didn't agree that their children should be learning. So you know what that church has done? They started their own school or homeschooling, whatever they're doing. They said, we're not going to let Mexican government teach these kind of lies and things and pump them into our children's minds in public education. So they started their own type of schooling in their church and in their homes. And I say, praise the Lord for that. And the government's threatening them for doing that. And they said, tread on. We don't care. We're not giving you our children. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. It's a sad thing. I'm just praying for Lake and Riley's family. Nursing student, I believe, over in Athens, murdered, strangled, beaten, and raped. I heard her daddy read her diary. Did anybody hear that? Heard the reading of the diary the days before that she was murdered. And she said something like this. I wish I had the answer. I'm going to try to get it by memory. She said, I'm praying for my future husband that I'll meet one. She said, I want to be a good wife. She said that she wanted to live for God. And she wanted to have children, be a mother. That's enough to break you down. There was more. Her father, Redford. Our tax dollars, whatever his name was, Jose or whoever, illegal, flew into New York City. We paid the ticket. Flew him to Georgia. We paid the airline ticket. In jail, at least eight times arrested and let go. And he murdered this beautiful woman. God help us. Close the borders. Please. And let only legal people that I'm just about willing to say that can speak English. I mean, you know, we might give them a break there a little bit. There was a time when the United States of America had closed borders. Do you know that? Let them come through like they did in Ellis Island and have to swear in, not swim in. Amen. Pray to God that this will stop. We're being invaded. We already have been invaded. And I just want to move on. I've got to sort of wash this out. Pray for Lakin's family. Did you know there was a time in the U.S. history when there was no federal income taxes? Do you realize that the federal government operated off of one thing that Donald Trump's trying to do, and that's upon tariffs on foreign things coming into our country? that paid for everything in our government. Praise the Lord. I don't care if China loses, you know, they can do whatever they want to do, but I'm fed up with buying cheap products that wire pliers or lineman's pliers. You try to cut a piece of extension cord from a lamp wire, and it breaks the pliers. I want something made right in America. Amen. Okay, I'm not running for office. I already have an office. I'm a pastor. The mission. Acts chapter 13, verse number 1. Give you time to find it, please. Help us, dear Lord, for just a few minutes, I pray. I pray there'll be undivided attention, not to me as a person, but to the Word of God, to message today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now, there were in the church, verse 1, that was at Antioch. You see, Jerusalem was more of the Jewish church, and it was branching out towards Gentiles. There was a church at Antioch, on down from Jerusalem. The apostles primarily dwelt in Jerusalem, and these were other saved people that had got saved, no doubt, in Pentecost, and started this church in Antioch. And there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius and Cyrene and Manon, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed, not a lot of that going on anymore, especially on the fasting, and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. How many times the Holy Ghost been mentioned? Baptists are afraid to say the word Holy Ghost. They'll be thinking that you might be some kind of charismatic. I say Holy Ghost without hesitation. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe he's the third part of the Trinity, and he's here today. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they being sent forth, not by man, but by the Holy Ghost, departed in Seleucia, unto Seleucia. And from thence they sailed to Cyprus. That's where Barnabas was from. I think my father-in-law's been to Cyprus. I believe that's right. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they had also John to their minister. John was a young man. And John was like the baggage boy. He was helping them move around and ministered to them. We talk about the mission today. The word mission in the Latin language means, it said missio, for what it's worth. In the French language, it's materi. I said that right, didn't I? That sounded like I was from France, didn't it? And the word mission means this. The word mission means to send. A more advanced definition of the word mission is found in the old Webster's Dictionary, of which I have one. It's about this long, about tall, and about this wide. It's about that thick. If I had that Webster's Dictionary with me right now and was preaching out of it, you wouldn't ever know that I was not preaching out of the Bible. They have illustrations. He has illustrations in there that uses scripture to define the words. What do you think about that? Now, the development of this word mission means person sent specifically. A body of persons appointed to go somewhere to perform any service, especially to a foreign country. We support missions here. Now, if you think that you can give money for us to put people on that screen that we're supporting in other places in the world, and you've done your duty, you're going to be in for a big surprise. Because Acts chapter 1, verse 8, The Bible says, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me. The word witness means somebody dying. The literal word witness means a martyr. Now, for you to be a witness for Christ, you got to slay yourself. You got to be willing to say, I'm just a dead man talking for the living one. Because you have to deny who you are. And don't be afraid of what people will say about you if you mention Jesus. And I want you to understand that this nation has and was and may be becoming to a place that you can't even mention his name. So you have to be a martyr to be a witness. Now, so here it is. Not only do we, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem. That's at home. In Judea, that's a surrounding area. And Samaria, which is the people that were integrated with the Greek army when Alexander the Great became, and the Grecian army, the world empire with Alexander the Great, he put his men in there to marry with the women, and they become intermarried, and the Jews had wished to have no part of the Samaritans. Do you remember when Jesus said, I must needs go to Jerusalem in John chapter 4, or Samaria, I must needs go to Samaria. And the disciple says, we don't have any dealings with them. Now what they were saying, I would not be caught dead going through Samaria. Because we don't like them people. They're not like us. But I want you to understand, Jesus said, I must needs go. And that's where the woman at the well he met. And that's where she got saved. And she went into town. And all those men that had been with her were afraid not to get saved. I remember that Tim Smith, my dear friend, and Rhonda, friends for many years. She said, Roger, I'm going to tell you why Tim won't let me come to your meetings. And I said, why? He said, he's afraid I'll get saved. That woman's a joker, ain't she? I'm telling you. So it's the word mission means to send out. Starting at Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. And then what's the fourth location? Unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So we're responsible not only for our neighbor, but we're responsible for people that's not our neighbor. We're responsible for the people that we're not accustomed to being around. And then we're responsible for the whole world. And I want you to understand that this church is mission-minded, and it starts at home. And that's why that we have a visitation here to go out in this community and try to reach people for God. And I hope that you'll get under the burden to be part of that. Now, it means to carry on negotiations and establish relations as a special embassy. A body, association, or organization of missionaries. And we're all missionaries. All of us are. Jesus said in Mark chapter 14, he said, go into all the world. In Matthew chapter 28, he said, go into all the world. And lo, I am with you unto the end of the earth. Amen. A station of missionaries, a mission field, or a post. This is the headquarters. This church is the headquarters of the mission work of Welcome Baptist Church. We have a post in Collinsville. We have a post in Veracruz. And we have one coming up in the city of Pepin St. Croix. Let me just give you this. I'll never get to the message that I thought that God would get through. But that's okay. Now, put it in the icebox. I'll put it in Tupperware, though. Y'all still use Tupperware? Y'all wised up, started using butter bowls, didn't you? Hey, amen. Beat them Tupperware people, put them out of business, dude. I ain't seen a Tupperware salesman around my house in a year. Don't get no ideas. Please. I'm worried about Kathy. I took her out to eat yesterday morning for breakfast. I mean, you know, I got her up. We got up early. And went to trade day. I got a knife that one of my boys gave me. And I had to get it to the knife man over in Collinsville. If I go to Trey Day, it's for a purpose, Philip. That's the only reason I show up, for a purpose. But the knife man, he's over there to, he's gonna snazz up my little knife for me. It lost the emblem. It's a German made knife. And one of my boys gave it to me. But anyway, we had to go by there, so we went out to eat first up at Dixie Stampede. And they got a buffet up there. They got a breakfast buffet. And then they got a good buffet for other food. And for breakfast, she had a sweet potato. Thank you. She had some shrimp. And she had some onion rings. I thought we were through with family life. I mean, I thought we were through. I said, forgive me. When you start eating like that, something, we're going to have more grandkids is what it is, can't we? The one coming in July. Did you know that? What'd you say? Hey, so I done forgot everything I was going to preach on that. I just get myself in so much trouble. It takes me from Monday to Saturday to get things right with me and Kathy after I preach. So we got the word mission. And I don't even know where in the world I went from there. But then we got the word commission. They call it in Matthew chapter 28. Jesus sent them forth to teach them whatsoever things they had learned and to teach them, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And he said, lo, I'm with you always unto the end of the world. And they call that in Matthew 28, the great commission. We got a mission. We know what a mission is now. It's people sent out with a purpose. And now we look at what a commission is. And a commission is a formal written warrant or authority granting certain persons powers authorizing the performance of certain duties to send out with a charge. There it is, a formal written authority granting certain powers and authorizing the performance of certain duties. And it's all right in here, friend. There's been a million books written on how to win a soul. And there's been people that's carrying around soul winners pamphlets in their back pocket. And I'm not criticizing, that's what they want to do, but I am criticizing these. And that's the idea that if you just say, you believe there's a God, yes, you believe Jesus came in the flesh, yes. You know you're a sinner, yes. You want to go to heaven, yes. Will you sign this right here? You trade this crown and go to heaven, Lord. Thank you, yourself. A lot more involved in that, friend. That's called picking them green. That's the terminology that us preachers have used for years. Picking them green before they're ripe. Before they're ripe. Can't I eat an orange and apple every day? We've got some oranges that they look ripe, but they're not. I went ahead and ate it. You know, they're not as sweet as they ought to be. I'm going to cut a little bit. Blueberry jelly. Picking them green. You know what that does to somebody? It gives them a false hope. I remember Kyle Miller. Kyle Miller was a friend of ours from over in Georgia, Pat preacher. Good friend. You remember he gave a testimony here how he got somebody tried to save him down in Florida. He's walking around at the beach. You know how they walk around down there? You know, I don't have to tell you. He's walking around the beach and a girl comes up to him and kicking him one at a time. He walked on a little farther and somebody, the next day or whenever, he and the talk to him trying to get him saved, talking about he's not going to say that. It's you in the beach. There's something wrong with that somewhere. It's usual enough. There's something wrong. Somebody needs to get her saved. Amen. I tell you, I know y'all are men, but y'all got enough guts to say amen every once in a while. It's a little thing. I'm telling you, That's a little bit. Listen, a formal written warrant of authority granting certain powers, authorizing the performance of certain duties, and we have a duty and we're authorized to do it, and we're going to be held responsible for getting the gospel to lost people. I did a reading when I was in Bible college. I had to do a reading. They call it a public reading. They give us a whole book of options on, you know, which reading we wanted to do. One of the students did the one on Ahab, Jezebel, Elisha. And I remember they rewrote it in a comical way. And it was like when those eunuchs were up there with Jezebel and the captain, whoever was, rode into town that's going to destroy them. She painted her face and fixed her hair and looked out the window. They said some words. There were two of her eunuchs. You know, eunuchs were those servants that never got married, and those servants that stood around and helped in the palace. Eunuchs is looking on. He's looking out the window. She painted her face, fixed her hair. Is it going well for me or something? Flag her down, boys. They filled her up. The dolls ate her up. Only thing is left. Mom. That was a good. I remember the one that I'd done was like the orange grove, just coming from Mexico. Oranges everywhere. But anyway, it was like this. It was like these people had an orange grove. There's orange groves everywhere. And these people that were dressed and a certain day of the week, they got in their best clothes, showered, fixed their hair, and got the kids ready. And they had this book in their hand, and it was black with gold trimming around it. And they walked, and they walked into that orange grove. Those oranges. They walked into the middle of it. They had a building there. They'd go in and talk about art. This and that about. And they did that every week. And they'd go in and talk about how to do this for the artist. And then the artists began to soften up. Fall off the footing. They come back in. They didn't hear. You understand? Don't you understand that we've got to get involved? We've got to do that.
Even our own homes and our own families. Whoever, wherever. I've got some material that I was going to tell you about. Reviews I've done on some books, and they're not necessarily Bible lessons, but they're people lessons. And the name of the book, if I've got it right, is How to Talk to Strangers. I believe we're missing that. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but did you talk to a stranger last week and try to just get some camaraderie with a stranger? Did you? If you did, that's wonderful. And try to break the ice. But if you didn't, that's bad. Friends, we have a commitment. Now, this goes further. The commission, a formal written authority granting certain powers. You realize that Jesus, the only promise that, you know, Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Paul said that, but Jesus said this, lo, I am with you always in the earth. And my friends, that's just not why we're witnessing, but I'll tell you what, it's more meaningful and more of a reality when we do try to talk to somebody about the Lord, that we realize that we've been empowered by the Holy Ghost. We have God with us to help us. Amen. We're not alone. Now, what about the preacher? The preacher. Is he a preacher? In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 1, Paul said to Timothy, I charge thee. So we got a mission, a commission, and we got a charge. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. That means there's the two deities right there, and in the Holy Spirit, which is never referenced personally. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick, that's the saved people, and the dead, that's the lost people, and his appearing and his kingdom. And what did he say without you looking in your Bible? What's the next three words? Preach the word. That's me. I'm responsible before God to preach the word. Right? What's a preacher supposed to preach? The Sears and Roebuck's catalog? Field and Stream? The Gadsden Liar? The New York Times? I think I'm supposed to preach the Bible. Preach the word. The instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering. Reproving, rebuking ain't no fun. But exhorting means you can't leave either of those words out. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering. Reprove and rebuke is to knock your feet out from under. And reprove, rebuke, rebuke is to censor, like somebody would go in a library and censor books that shouldn't be in there. The Word of God, if the Bible's preached, will censor your life and it'll put you on the spot about where you stand. But then he said, exhort. That means if you get knocked down, I've got to have to get back up. And then with all long suffering, and that means patience. And my wife says, I have no patience whatsoever. She says a lot of other things about me that I'm not going to repeat, other than I'm a dictator and a skinflint. I'm not going to tell anything else. I only believe, you would never believe she says any words like that. She's a wonderful wife, and I love her. She can have anything she wants. Everything I got is hers. She's happy. Do you know what the word charge means? You ever think about it? Hey, you'll have to forgive me. But I spent some time watching them old cowboy shows in Beverly Hillbillies. Am I going to lose all my spirituality if I tell y'all this way? If I did, Andy Griffith would talk. So anyway, they're on that jet. The family, they're going for Christmas. Home for Christmas. They're on a jet, but they think they're on a bus. And the waitress, the steward says, steward, if you don't want to wake them up, they're asleep, you know. It's time for them to get woke up. They're going to make it. They're going to on the foot. He said, I'm going to do my step over until that Bible sold the sun down. I think it's going to be bad. It has left. But so they got this string up there, and they just turn on a cowboy shovel. No, I can bound the sheep and run. That's why to look at any of the challenges. Charge! Charge! It means go get it. Don't go after it. But it means something else than that. there's another meaning of charge. And I'm going to tell you what it is. And any pastor that's worth his salt and is a true pastor knows what this word charge means. And it means to lay or put a load on and cause to bear that load. That's the pastor. Acts 15:36. We'll maybe get the rest of this message. Now, Paul and Barnabas had already got on the mission field. They was already serving God. And in verse 36, chapter 15, and some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, see how they do. Now look at this. After some days, Roger, Ron, Leon, I talked to them, asked if they want to go again, visit our brethren, where we have preached the word of the Lord. So yeah, we'll do it. Those people down there, it's just as much part of this church and our fellowship as you are set there. We're responsible for them. I carry a burden for this place, Collinsville, for that place, and I know you do too, and you've never allowed me to go. And I thank you for your support. And we're backing up the ministry. But I'll tell you something. I believe I'm missing something. Because we can't be more concerned about that place than we are this place. Right here. Right here. In Ball Play Out there. On Tom Kelly. Another text that goes with this, saving for later. I just want to say to you this. From October to the present time, Welcome Baptist Church, as a church, I'm not saying as individual, your individual relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm coming to a memory about it. What Paul said, understanding what the will of the Lord is. Every one of you are responsible, including myself, to understand what the will of the Lord is for others. So that's individual. I know, collectively, I know where this church is collectively as a body, but not necessarily individually. Can't really. Sometimes I can gain to that. It's by the expression. I can gauge it by your response to a message. Sometimes God just puts a spotlight. Every preacher that the pastor knows exactly what. Be like everybody else with life. You know, like where they do a face that they don't want to show the image and the person don't tell his name and they say something. Well, it's like everybody else has a no face and then there's just one face. That happens. That's God. It's not me. I don't design it. I don't want it to happen. Because I know you're in need somewhere. But I know about this church. And I know this without one doubt in my heart, in my mind. From October on the Freedom Rally to the disaster relief to the Veracruz Project, this church has been in the perfect will of God. There's not one reservation of a thought that I have to say that. And I give you thanks. And I commend you. Say you're trying to butter us up. No, I'm not. But I thank you. Share the word. My charge. What's next? We got a mid-winter revival coming. But at the moment, steady as she goes. Hey, Philip, is that not a Navy term? Steady as she goes. We went down. We had a little time. We go and I close. From this time here in the dark. But we lived in Tampico, 3 hours away from Phil and Leah. So Lon and Leon and I went to the place. We stayed from Monday. We had a little Monday. I come back to bring them back to the airport. We come Monday. Several hours to get ready. We don't want to get broke down this fast one. So we come back on Monday, they leave on Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock. We had a few hours, we went out to the Gulf. And, walking down through there. And, went like the beach is over here, and this is like the tourist place where they walk away along the water. And, this one guy will have a bucket to the Christmas. I thought it was stupid. You know what he's doing? He wanted to be kind of like, he said, I ain't going to be the Christmas. He's not doing good. He didn't have every one. He was doing good. So, only out there, they know, got a man made bridge, a fifth block. Very long way because the Texas waves should come in to wash there. The shoreline away, locks on this side of the and ship come in. And we were from this side, this off here. Went back, see a big ship. And then we got one up there closer to right there at the water. And I looked, I said, well, I think that ship's coming. And it fell like that. It slowly turned, and that turn made us like, and the tug daughter offered one a couple of nights, got outside, they had to fill him in. And so, Jody, and she goes, you don't even tell them to move that. So, yes, the chicken heart will tell them to move. That steady she goes.
And what we got to realize is steady she goes with propagating the gospel to our neighbors. Not be afraid to speak to a stranger. To introduce ourselves. Say, it's a good day the Lord's made. Ain't this a beautiful day? You know, when I was a kid working construction with Jerry and J.M. and them, me and some of these boys around here sanded sheetrock down in these apartments in Gadsden and some other Birmingham, over in some other towns, Gunnersville. So we go in there and we'd sing, and they call us the Holy Boys. And other construction workers would call us Holy Boys. We'd sing Christian songs while we worked. And I went in one day, I said, this is a wonderful day for the Lord to come back. They said, it may be for you, but it ain't for us. So what a way to introduce whatever works for you. Get the word out about God. And Jesus, elevated. I've been on a lot of elevators. So, we get on an elevator. Somebody said, we're going it. We're going up. I said, no, we're going down. I said, no, we're going up. No, we're going down. I ain't going too far. I need to make certain she was one of those strong. And they were. So the seed. You sow the seed. You may never know, David, who you would enter up to be saved and may never know what you get with it. Let's not. 1, 2, 3, 4. You go to heaven. Another notch in your belt. Got another one, Lord. Better be careful. Yeah, let's stand. God bless every one of you. Thank you for listening to the simplicity and the elementary message that you already knew. I just had to remind you. Father, there may be somebody that would want to come and pray for some reason, maybe about the message, maybe to, Lord, to get the courage to go out and evangelize, share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them, share their testimony, and tell them what the Lord can do for them. There may be somebody with a burden, heavy burden, a charge. They've been loaded down and they need some strength. You're the God of all comfort. Help wherever the need is, I pray in Jesus' name. If anybody needs to be saved, I pray they'll come and believe on you for the saving of their soul. Here or on the internet or wherever, let it be known that they would publicly say, I want to trust Christ as my Savior in Jesus' name. Now, music begins. The invitation's open. If you need to pray, and what, for any reason, you come on and pray.